Fred Film Radio from the 2016 Berlin International Film Festival. This year, we have asked a few of the participants of the Berlinale Talents to send us audio clips in which they talk about themselves and their experience at the Creative Platform for Emerging Talents working in the various fields of the film industry that takes place every year at the Berlinale. Here is one of the clips that we received.
Hi, Raphaël Leloup, 30 years old, I'm from Belgium. I will be participating in Berlinale Talents 2016 as a music composer. A little bit about myself. I lived in Belgium and studied composition at the Conservatoire Royal de Bruxelles. I did an Erasmus in Italy, in Conservatorio di Musica di Bologna. And I studied also accordion in Conservatoire Royal de Mons, also in Belgium. After my studies, I moved to New York to study film scoring at the New York University. After that, I stayed there and I worked in film music the whole time in New York. What brought me to studying film music after my composition studies was actually that during my composition studies, I tried to work a lot on films. I reached music film schools because I found a connection between visual and audio, something that really mattered to me. I think it might be because many people in my family are visual artists, so I've been sensitized to that field for a long time. So I like to find connections between the music and the narrative, like how an instrument could be working well with a situation or a character in the film, how intense should the music be or light based on what's happening on screen. So I've been working so far on a few films. I worked on three feature films, probably about 25 or so short films. The first feature film I did was for Jonas Dadeski. His film was Toi Timoun, Three Kids. It was selected in the festival, Berlin Film Festival Berlinale, in 2013. It was in the competition. And it was also selected at Toronto International Film Festival a year before. It's the story of three kids in the aftermath of the 2010 earthquake in Haiti. Then I worked as an orchestrator on Adios Carmen, a film by Mohamed Amin Ben Amhawi. I worked for Khalid Izrigashu, who was the composer of the film. And we worked together. The story of the film was very beautiful. It was a friendship story between a kid and an older lady. The kid was Moroccan and the older lady was a Spanish lady who escaped Franco's regime, political regime. The story happened in 1975 in Spain. And the latest feature film I worked on was Ryan Carmichael's But Not For Me. It was released last year. And it was the story of a girl who was a violinist and a guy who was a hip-hop producer. And they somehow happened to work together for a little project. And so my role was to mix hip-hop and classical music. That was very, very interesting for me. We actually worked together. I was working with very, very talented people, real good violinist, real good singers, and with that team, we won the Best Original Score Award at the Brooklyn Film Festival last year. As for the short films, I would like to highlight a few of them that I really feel strong about. Like the first one is Michael Morgenstern's Lily in the Grinder. The score was for string quartet. It's more of an experimental genre. It's about 13 minutes, and I'm very happy because the director, when he heard the music, he liked it, so he made a second version, an alternate version, with only the music and the visual, so no dialogues, and that was a very, very interesting experience. It's actually online for free now. Another project I worked on was a film from 1906, with a friend of mine, composer Agatha Kaspersik. We made a new music on that film. It's a silent movie. It's called A Trip Down Market Street. It was a commission from the Orphan Film Symposium in New York, and the film was screened in MoMA in New York as well. And the last film I would like to talk about was actually the last short film I worked on too. It was Maya Fernquist's Consumed. That was a project for Lionsgate's Twilight Saga. It was a story of two vampire kids, kind of a dark story with vampires. It was very fun. The reason why I wanted to participate in Berlinale Talents, it's because I had a few great experiences in my career so far, such as competitions. Like there was the World Soundtrack Awards in Ghent, for which I was nominated in the Young Composer section, but also my attendance to the Berlinale 2013. I was there for Twenty Moon, as I said. That was directed by Jonas Daleski. And I was there for the festival, and I had such a good experience. That was very, very well organized. That was huge and professional. And we had access to all the great films that were part of the selection. And also, we were able to follow a little bit of the Berlinale Talents program with the public events. And I did so. I did a few panels and a few events, and that was really, really interesting. So I decided to apply to see if I would get in. And I'm very happy I did, so I can reiterate the experience. I'm now amongst a great group of young professionals. They're all so interesting and serious about their work. They'll have different backgrounds and expectations. So I'm very looking forward to take advantage of such a great gathering of interesting minds. I guess I will learn a lot.
Thank you very much for listening. From the Berlinale Talents edition of the 2016 Berlin International Film Festival, you are listening to Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.